AGN impact on the molecular gas in galactic centers is probed by CO lines, by Federico Esposito et al. We present a detailed analysis of the X-ray, infrared, and carbon monoxide, CO, emission for a sample of 35 local, Z is less than or equal to 0.15, active, lux is greater than or equal to 10^42 ergs-1, galaxies. Our goal is to infer the contribution of far ultraviolet, FUV, radiation from star formation, SF, and X-ray radiation from the active galactic nuclei, AGN, respectively producing photodissociation regions, PDRs, and X-ray-dominated regions, XDRs, to the molecular gas heating. To this aim, we exploit the CO spectral line energy distribution, County SLED, as traced by Herschel, complemented with data from single-dish telescopes for the low J lines and high-resolution ALMA images of the mid-JCO emitting region. By comparing our results to the Schmidt-Kennicott relation, we find no evidence for AGN influence on the cold and low-density gas on KPC scales. On nuclear, R equals 250% scales, we find weak correlations between the CO line ratios and either the FUV or X-ray fluxes. This may indicate that neither SF nor AGN radiation dominates the gas excitation, at least at R equals 250%. From a comparison of the CO line ratios with PDR and XDR models, we find that PDRs can reproduce observations only in presence of extremely high gas densities, n greater than 10^5 cm-3. In the XDR case, instead, the models suggest moderate densities, n approximately equals 10^2-4 cm-3. We conclude that a mix of the two mechanisms, PDR for the mid-J, XDR or possibly shocks for the high-J, is necessary to explain the observed CO excitation in active galaxies. This was AGN impact on the molecular gas in galactic centers is probed by CO lines, by Federico Esposito et al.